Chris Bell with Adam Boyes after Geisley's 2-1 win over Bradford City. First things first, Adam, two goals for you in pre-season.
Yeah, nice to get off the mark. Obviously, it's all about fitness, but a good win as well against a very good side, young side.
What were you expecting of Bradford? Because when we saw a team sheet, we were a little bit surprised that it was quite so inexperienced,
right? Yeah, we were, to be fair. Last year we played them and they had a very strong team, but they're still good players and good young future players.
Let's play two goals for you, talking through both of them.
The first one, I think Danny Boschel's, like he does, he's done it a lot for me and he's just put it up at the top and I've got managed to get onto it and get there before the keeper. And then second one was a quick free kick from Nicky Boschel. Good ball and luckily I was able to tap it in.
A little bit of shadows of the first goal in the playoff final, the one that you scored at Chorley.
Yeah, that's the first one was similar to that, yeah. So it was a bit about a few good memories.
On the whole, how are things feeling for you in the squad and looking ahead to this coming season?
Yeah, I think we've strengthened up where we needed to strengthen up and we've bought some good players, so hopefully we can hold our own in the league, definitely.
And what's Mark said to the boys about really the aims for this season? Is he taking the pressure off by just saying go out there and let's see what happens?
We know we're good enough to stay in this league, so I don't think we'll be struggling anywhere near the bottom, so hopefully we can be near the top half.
It's a bold claim for a new promoted part-time side.
Yeah, it is, yeah, but I've played in the league before and teams that aren't as good as the one I'm playing for now, and we've held our own being 8th, 9th in the league, so there's no reason why we can't do it here.
So there's a lot of confidence from yourself and from the squad in general to have a successful season?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I think there's a few big clubs in the league, but I'm sure we can do all right and hold our own.
Of course, after the 20-plus goals that you got last season, how are you feeling going into this league? Because, as you say, it's a big step up, but you've played here before.
Yeah, I can't wait. Obviously, there's a few lads that have played high and a few lads who haven't played in this league, so it's new for a lot of people, but, like you say, I've been there, done it, and I think we'll definitely be OK in this league.
And do you think that's one of the bonuses for this squad, having that mix of, you know, experience and some of the younger players coming through, like Luke Porritt with the experience of Adam Lockwood, for example?
Yeah, obviously, we've got, like, Lockie's played League One and I all his career, so people like that, and we've got, like, Pozzers come in and done brilliant this pre-season, and the other young lad, Aaron, he's done well as well, so we can keep bedding him in and hopefully we can kick on at the league.
And finally, any personal targets for this coming season?
I always set myself 25, I always say if I can get to 25 then I'll be happy. I got 24 last year and I missed a few chances, so I wasn't very happy about it.
So just hopefully to better next season, although it's a big ask,
but it's better than saying I want 10 goals, so hopefully I can get anywhere somewhere near 25.